With the majority of BC children not vaccinated against COVID-19 and even fewer against influenza, how can vaccination help our healthcare system survive respiratory illness season? That question is weighing heavily on the mind of Dr. Lyne Filiatreau as she watches the news about BC hospitals being hard hit by respiratory illnesses, especially amongst children. The new Westminster resident, a former emergency room physician from Vancouver General Hospital, is part of the Protect Our Province Coalition. The group, which has been pushing for months for a stronger response to BC's COVID-19 pandemic, renewed its call this week for the province to reinstate a universal mask mandate. That mandate isn't coming anytime soon, a stance made clear by both Health Minister Adrian Dix and Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry during a briefing on November 16. Henry said she doesn't see a need for the heavy hand of a mask mandate with the other tools available to BC residents now, including vaccination. A year ago, we didn't have vaccines for children. We now do, Henry said. The problem, Filiatreau noted, is that not enough children have actually received those vaccines. The numbers are abysmal for pediatric vaccination, Filiatreau said in an interview with the New Westminster Record on November 17. She lays blame for the low vaccination rates on the messaging from provincial health officials throughout the pandemic. They so much minimized COVID in children that parents have not vaccinated their kids, Filiatreau said. COVID-19 vaccination rates low among BC children. Just 51% of BC children aged 5 to 11 have even one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, while only 40% have two doses and a scant 14% have their booster shot. Among 0 to 4-year-olds, the last age group to be eligible for vaccination, those rates drop to just 13% for one dose and 6% for two doses. Vaccination rates are considerably higher in some areas of the province, including Metro Vancouver. In the Vancouver Midtown area, one of the most highly vaccinated local health areas in BC, 75% of 5 to 11-year-olds have one dose, 66% two doses and 32% three doses. In suburban areas of Fraser Health, rates drop somewhat but remain well above the BC average. Take New Westminster, where 62% of 5 to 11-year-olds have one dose, 53% have two doses and 23% three doses. Burnaby, where rates stand at 61, 50 and 20%. And the Tri-Cities, at 58, 48 and 19%. On the flip side, however, there's the Northern Health Region, where just 32% of 5 to 11-year-olds have even one dose of vaccine. And the interior, where the one-dose number is just 40%. The picture is much worse for the under-fives. Even in the highly vaccinated Vancouver Midtown, just 30% of the 0-4 age group has even one dose of vaccine, with 14% having two doses. In New Westminster, it's 20% for one dose and 10% for two. In Burnaby and the Tri-Cities, it's just 16% for one dose and 7% for two. In the north, the numbers barely register at all, with just 5% of the youngest children having one dose and 2% having two. And it's not much better in the interior, at 9 and 3%. Flu shots, anyone? Not for 90% of BC children. All children over the age of 6 months are also eligible for influenza vaccination, but those rates are no better. The Canadian Pediatric Society encourages influenza vaccination for all children and youth aged 6 months and older. But, so far, few BC families seem to be heeding that call. Information presented in the November 16 briefing included a slide showing a bar graph for flu vaccination in the various age groups across BC, see images above. It shows both the 0-4 age group and the 5-17 age group sitting at somewhere around the 10% mark, or slightly above. The record reached out to the Ministry of Health on Thursday, November 17, for more specific numbers and a breakdown by region, if possible. On Monday evening, November 21, the Ministry of Health confirmed the details for the graph in question. The 0-4 age group is at 10%, and the 5-17 age group is at 11%. No regional breakdown was provided. Those low vaccination rates are particularly worrisome, Filiatreau noted, because BC surveillance data shows rates of influenza in children are just starting to rise. What it looks like we've been dealing with in children up till now was enterovirus and rhinovirus. What it's showing in BC is that the curves are just trending up right now for RSV and influenza, she said. We're just at the beginning, and the hospitals are not coping. Demand on BC emergency rooms puts healthcare workers at risk of burnout. Filiatro worries the enormous and rising demand for emergency room care will take a huge toll on the healthcare professionals who work in places such as BC Children's, Surrey Memorial and Victoria General Hospitals. They're being hit hard, and they're being hit early. It's been relentless. It hasn't stopped, she said. She fears staff shortages will continue to worsen, as workers either get sick themselves when their children bring respiratory illness home, or when they suffer burnout and moral injury from being unable to offer the kind of care they were trained to give. The way forward: masking, vaccination. Key for BC healthcare. Filiatro sees two main ways to cope with the current situation. 1. Masking. Filiatro wants to see a return to mandated masks, something she noted as supported by a majority of British Columbians. She pointed to a Nano's research poll conducted for CTV News that found 72% support for mandatory masking in BC. Any new mandate, she said, needs to happen soon. The longer we wait, the less effective it is, she said. If your hospitals are already overwhelmed, if so many children and families are already overwhelmed, it'll be too late, it won't work. At the very least, she said, there needs to be a clear message about the value of masks and the necessity of using good ones, along with ensuring good masks are provided to those who need them. We need to educate about masking and better masks, and make masks available, she said. We're at the stage where people still don't understand it's not about droplets, it's the air we share and we breathe. Most indoor, crowded places right now are unsafe, that's the bottom line. Wear the best masks possible. The second important piece of the solution, vaccination. Filiatro said the province needs to push hard to get more children vaccinated quickly. I think they need to make vaccine urgent for the younger kids right now, both COVID and influenza, she said, noting it's impossible to know which respiratory virus you may come in contact with. We need to immunize against what we can, and that's influenza and COVID-19. How to get flu shots, COVID vaccines for children in British Columbia this year? Both COVID-19 and influenza vaccinations are being provided through the provincial Get Vaccinated system. To make an appointment for a child, or anyone else, you need to first ensure they're registered in the system. Registered, eligible people will receive invitations by text or email to book their immunization appointments. You can have a COVID-19 vaccine and flu shot administered at the same time, or separately. You can register and book appointments through the Get Vaccinated system online or call 1-833-838-2323. Note: this story received a brief update November 22 with confirmation of flu vaccination rates from the Ministry of Health. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter @juliamcclellan. Email Julie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.